Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm Pam Bright. I'm your hostess for this show. I'm so glad you're here. Today's episode is about the language of light. This is your introduction to what it is, how to access it, and how it can assist you in your own empowered life and your own transformation. So, what it is, is that it is a communication system from the beings of light that are connected to the star systems, connected to the planetary systems, connected to the astrological systems, and they are encoded within our sacred geometric structures of our bodies and everything that's in structure on the planet Earth. So the Fibonacci sequence, the Melchizedek flower of life, the flowers that you see out in the world, the way that the trees have their formations within the bark, those are part of the whole geometric shape of the planet. The way that this planet is actually shaped is a sacred geometry in and of itself. When we think of the spiral or the triangle, those are also sacred geometric shapes that are encoded within the language of light. So the way that I use the language of light is with my voice. It comes through me as energy, and then it comes to you. So I will be sharing that with you today and sharing that with any callers that want to experience it with as a blessing or a healing. I will be reading some email requests for you. All of that is available today in this episode. But first, I want to share with you a little bit about my story. Before I go into that, I want to set an intention for you and really ground myself into my physical body so that the energy of the light language can flow through me easily and effortlessly to you as information, because light is information. Language is the way that it's given to you through the power of your body system. So again, we're going to ground a little bit. I'm going to use a little bit of drum to start this process. And I want you to see here, there's a butterfly. So it's my insignia for my life and the way that I work. There's a lot of other wonderful, wonderful things on here that I just let you look at quickly here. But I invite you to just go ahead and listen to your breathing, connecting into your heart center, and allow yourself to have an intention for what you'd like to receive today. This is an opportunity for you to receive deep healing, for you to be blessed in every way, and to receive exactly what your body system is ready for.
Away.
creator of all that is, the one who lives and breathes within all things, I now ask that you fully and completely come into this space that we are creating in this moment in time for the next hour to be with these beautiful people that are listening and watching this transmission. And I ask that all of the beings that I work with in all of my spirit teams come in to assist me with this channeling, with this information that these beautiful people want to receive in every way. And I ask to be an open vessel to what is available and ready to be transmitted for this planet and its evolution today. So, my story. The way that I received the light language or language of light is the way that I heard it first, is that I was connected to a bookstore in Bellevue called Stargazer Crystal Shop. And it, I believe, is still in existence today in Bellevue, Washington. And I went to a talk by a woman named Niobe Weaver. And she was advertising this thing called the language of light. That's all it took. I didn't have any idea what it was, but the name in and of itself sparked something inside of me. Something that I got excited about, something that my soul recognized. I didn't know what it was, but I was ready to receive it. So I went to this Friday night forum where she talked about her experience with the language of light, how she received it, how she transmitted it, how she connected to everything in existence on the planet Earth. And she talked about, you know, singing to the waters and speaking to the plants and assisting people in their healing world. She was also a massage therapist, similar to what I was. And I was very, very interested in this practice that I didn't know anything about. But she talked about how it was ancient. And she talked about how it came from another dimension other than the planet Earth. I was very interested in that. I was very interested in the cosmos, interested in what other things were available besides the religion that I had been brought up in. And I decided to allow her to just fill me up with whatever information was available to me in this talk. She also talked about how her boyfriend at the time was able to interpret some of the things that were coming through her mouth through song and words. And I don't know if she was able to write the light language at that time, but some people are able to do that. And so that was interesting to me as well, because I had a knowing as she was talking that this was something that was available, where people could actually understand what was being said, even though to some people it might sound like gibberish. When she first spoke it and allowed it to come out of her mouth, it sounded a little bit like that to me too. But then I listened a little bit closer. I brought it from my head down into my heart space. And that's my invitation to you today, is that you bring it from your head, which is trying to figure things out, to actually going down into where you live in your heart space. So I'm going to just read just a little bit for you from what I call my Language of Light Bible. This is from Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak. And she wrote this book back, I think, in the early 90s, could have been even later than that. Yeah, 1992 is the copyright. So it still is very much alive for me. This talks about the language of light. It says, the avatars and the masters have now permeated the grid work of the world. Some of you who are listening may know about how to use light language or other forms of healing and creating grid work for the planet, this book might be something that could assist you with that. They're bringing with them their own tools for teaching. The tools that are being utilized on this planet are artifacts that are not necessarily of your dimension. They make up what is known as the language of light. To start with, you will work with 12 forms that the body will be able to hold. What I know about that is that the 12 forms are the sacred geometries that I talked about at the beginning. So anything that you're connected to as far as a geometric form, like a square or a triangle or a cube or a circle or a spiral, those are parts of that. So those things you will start informing you when you allow them to come in. So in a few couple minutes, I'm going to actually wrap it up. And for this particular section of our introduction to the language of light, and I'm going to take some email requests that I have received and read them to you and be able and transmit to those that have asked for that. It's also a time for you to call in if you want to receive a blessing for yourself or a loved one, if you want to get a healing. I have also done blessings for pregnant women who have babies in their bellies. That's been really sweet. Anything that you feel like you could use a little extra boost with, that's the time to actually receive it from me. I also receive a lot of other energy that comes in that will assist you as you go on through your day. So I'm going to allow us to then take a break. And if you would like to request a healing, or you can chat also on this same phone line at 1-800-930-2819. And I believe that might be up on your screen as well, so that will come up during the break. And I look forward to hearing from you after the break.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit carrienail.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. I'm Susie Parker Goins. I'm a channel bringing through spirit guides in accessible and resonant ways for you to connect with your higher self, sharing soul-level conversations to help you in your spiritual path. I upload weekly channeled messages, interviews, and information on a variety of topics, sharing my learning and opening doors for growth. You can find a listing of upcoming podcasts at bluelightninghealing.com. Until next time, blessings.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ascending with the Octurians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Welcome back from break. I'm so glad you're here. So I am taking callers now. You've got the phone number that's up on your screen. And we're going to start with an email request that came in from Dana from California. She says, "Hello, Pam. I am humbly requesting a light language transmission to assist me with releasing any core wounds and or any pain body aspects that are no longer serving me. I ask for support with integrating my light body with my physical body for the highest good of all concerned." Well, thank you, Dana. I am more than happy to do that for you. Dana and I have worked together before in this capacity, and so she is aware of how to allow it to be coming in. Not that there is any particular way for you, but I want to encourage all of you who are new to this practice of listening to light language to just allow it to come in wherever it wants to come in. All right. Doesn't matter if you understand it or not, it's simply receiving. So, Dana, I now am asking all of your guides, teachers, and angels that you work with to enter into this space and allow it to come through me to you for your highest and best good. And I ask, also request that my beings of light that work with me assist Dana in her well-being, integrating her light body with her physical body for her highest and best for this lifetime. Ala tena te taya ke kutuku te tuk aya tukukuk. Esto da etunda ye kut are baba ye kuna de tunda ye. Ana ye suna mana ye suna ma ye tuna. Kana ye suna ma ye nu yana ye. So Dana, I just saw a beautiful beam of blue light coming in. So what that tells me is that that is from the blue beings, from whatever star that you work with. I know them as the blue beings. They come in and work with you. So they're bringing their blue energy to you. Blue is also the energy of communication and grounding into, it's also a little bit of violet. So it's the indigo, violet, blue flame that goes right into the third eye. So that's going to really help you as well. So let's bring that right into the third eye. Ala tande sana hina nasea. Esa nana yesu nama yeku lana yesua. Hana henu sana yekuna. Kanu yesu nama yesu mama ye. All right, now your angels have come in to nod and surround you, saying, yes, this is correct. This is good. This is exactly what we wanted for you. So they're nodding and celebrating who you're being in the world. You're amazing. Anything that the angels want to say now for Dana? Ala te te da iki tua yesu ta ya se tu na ya se. Ala se tu tu ye chara ve ki na ma la chenjeza. Tanda se ki ya ye yu. Donde la chanda yesa. Ah ta de ye ke na na ye. So this angel has these beautiful pink glittery wings. They're kind of iridescent pink and white pearl kind of color. Tadaki sanaki ya tataye anasenu anakita. Oh, and she's telling me that she can go into fairy form as well. So she can shrink in size down to the fairy kingdom size so that she can interact with the fairy kingdom, which is perfect because you're an elemental as well. Ala tedu karabakera ba indu tu asadegi hanase. So I want you to see, Dana, that I have my pillar of light selenite wand. So I want you to imagine that beautiful pillar of light that you work with and bring this pillar of light right into your body, bringing that blue flame, that blue column of light, and the angelic light in now with the blue beings through your pillar of light. And we're going to fill that pillar of light up totally and completely to give you the next information that you need right now. Dada ikut ut adagi tu gunda zadagi no baya tuka. Hu tasadagi shada de te umba ba de gisa bambai de. Gonde lande duku nama di gamba yeza. Hu tasanegi. Okay, so there's another piece of your soul contract, honey, that you need to look at. Another piece just came in. Let me know if you don't recognize it or need an explanation of what that is. We'll work with that. Taraki tarakisa nanagi de benchena batisa. Donde la nete ngudumba. Kenemayaku utani sanda be unda bayenda. Kone zana yes. Okay, so allow all of that yummy energy that came into your pillar of light to expand to include your entire body, filling you up from your toes all the way up to the top of your head and up to all of the beings that you work with, and allow that to again come in fully and completely into your body system, grounding you into who you are in this moment as Dana. You are only Dana. Only Dana's energy is allowed in Dana's body. You are Dana. And so it is. And that, my friends, is how we do a transmission for a particular person. Now, it's going to sound different with every person that comes in. So hopefully that resonated for some of you as well. You will get information and you will get energy healing if that's what's needed for you, even if it's not a transmission that you have particularly asked for. The information is universal and multidimensional. So it's going to come in from different avenues all around you, from other dimensions into this one. So don't feel like you're separate from, you're actually a part of, because you're here. So again, thank you. I'm honored that you're here with us. So anyone who wants to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. If you don't want to be on the phone, but you would prefer to chat, you can just type in the chat, whatever you would like to receive today. So I'm going to actually do an exercise for deeper listening with you. So if you're wondering, how do I connect to this language of light in nature? You know, they talk about how when you listen to the sound of the birds, when you listen to the ocean, when you walk in nature, it actually shifts the way that your body system is responding to life. If you're wondering, okay, you live in a city and you're always walking on cement, your body system will change immediately when you walk on grass. That's just what happens, because the earth is a sentient being, like we are sentient beings. And so she will bring her energy up to meet you wherever you are. And if you don't have any shoes on, it's great, because then you can really feel the earth under your toes and under the bottoms of your feet. and that energy will assist you in your life. So that's what I recommend you do, is if you have a chance to go to the ocean, just allow the ocean to speak to you. Listen to the waves. Feel the sand as you're walking on the sand. Feel how that memory of centuries worth of sand is informing you and your body system. Allow yourself to go and be with the trees. Sit at the bottom of the tree on the ground and allow her to gift you with her energy. All of these different ways are ways that you can connect to what we know as the language of light. So we're about to take yet another break. Boy, this goes fast. But again, I invite you to don't be shy. This is for you, even if you've never experienced it. This is your opportunity to learn and receive. And I can also do some more toning with you if you'd like, but would love to have you experience what this is for you. You won't really know what it feels like until you allow it to come to you. So once again, we're going to take another break. 1-800-930-2819. And remember that this little friend of yours that I'm showing you is available for you to actually put your consciousness right in there. Okay? And it looks like I still have a couple minutes left. So I'm going to actually pick another piece from this Bible that I have called The Bringers of the Dawn and see what wants to show up for you. Okay, so what I see is that it says the whole language is not on the planet yet. So all of the language of light that is available to you comes in many forms. Like we have the English language and we have the French language and the Spanish language and the German language. All kinds of languages are here on the planet. Well, language of light has many forms as well. It comes in many forms because it comes from many star systems. So depending on which star system you're connected to will depend on the way that it shows up. For me, it comes in many forms. Some people hear that it's Hawaiian sounding or Tibetan sounding or Chinese sounding. So depending on that will depend on how you receive it. So again, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to again take more callers and more email requests for you. That's 1-800-930-2819. We'll be back.
Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit? Have you lost someone too soon and their passing has left you with more questions than answers? If so, join Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. On this show, I leave nothing off limits as I discuss those who have passed under darker circumstances, guide those who may feel ashamed or shocked by a loved one's passing, and provide self-growth to get through the difficult times. Let's go through this together on my show, Eye of Soul Radio, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose.
Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back from break. We have a caller on the line. I believe it's Karen from Everett.
That's right. Hey, Karen from Everett, you're on with Pam.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, is this Karen? Hello, Karen. How are you?
This is Pam.
This is Pam. Welcome to the show.
This is delightful.
Yes, it is.
Great. Yeah, it's going. I like it. It's going well. I like your introduction to the Bringers of the Dawn, too.
Yes.
I came across that book years ago, but I didn't read it.
Okay. Yeah, it's a really good book. It's I came across it when I first came up against how do I use this thing called the language of light? And it just happened to show up for me. So those of you who are listening to this particular episode know that whenever you have a desire in your heart to learn something, that your soul is listening.
Yes.
And your soul will direct you.
Yes.
So, Miss Karen, how can I help you today with some light language?
Well, I'm just fascinated by your explanation, and I would like to hear something from my guides through the language of light.
Excellent.
I don't really have an issue.
Okay. All right.
Like a communication.
Cool. All right.
Is that wonderful?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. So once again, those of you who are listening, there is no right or wrong way to ask for a light language blessing or healing or message. It simply is exactly as it is supposed to be for you. All right. So I just ask, Karen, that you fully and completely connect to the guides that you know you work with, or you're not sure even that you work with, but ask them to come in fully. And we ask them fully now to come in and work through Pam Bright and the Empower Me show for Karen's highest and best. And we ask for the perfect message for Karen today that will assist her in her well-being, in her body system, her mind, her emotions, her spirit, her physical self, everything about her we ask that these guides now assist with. We ask these guides to now assist with all of the projects, these wonderful projects that Karen is working on now. Natara ki at et unda de kut ut et unda yesut aye atane et adeda yetutate hunda etunate hikataye. Da da de unda da da ina e unda.
I'm busy right now.
Kata ke na na ye kat e dunda et unda et und ayet und aye. So you've got a lot of galactics that are working with you. They are coming in strong right now.
Galactics?
Galactic beings, yes. Galactic beings from other realms, from other planets coming in. Not et adet edundu et ade unda euna.
asa de etana ki kuchumane ki zamba e tutungesa. Tande la te dae sonda edanda bebe ushanda bahika. Na hedanda ye, na na ye sonda ye oa. Gonde zanda ye na yita. Oh, very ancient, ancient one. No tena se nundu ye samagiwa de wa sande ya di doda. No se na se na ki anda ya ki ya. He's like a shaman guy or a very ancient medicine man or something that's coming in now. Sonde la je jesunda sande guada yada. No se na de zumba. Ne janda zendua. Gonde za ye sonda wa ye gua. Are you connected with Australia at all?
I have a fascination with it.
Okay. Yeah, because when Zumba just came in, I just got this really strong Australian, like, the back roads or back country kind of energy, the Aborigine, really ancient ones that just came in. So they're wanting to really teach you something. Tande zunda ki wa hase tuwa de zunda ito karabayinto. No se yetua de du sande wa sadece. No se na yechi na mayoge zoa. 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 So they also are showing me dancing. So I don't know if you do any movement at all, but they're doing their dance outside in the on the earth. So they're wanting you to do some movement. So
yeah.
I would suggest that you just continue to invite them in to your team.
Uh-huh.
I work with you know beings that you work with, I call spirit team. So there are many beings that we work with on a regular basis. And so you can ask all of them to kind of work together as a group for your highest and best.
Mm-hmm.
And then the perfect ones will show up at the perfect time for you. So
mm-hmm.
they just asked that they be on your team. So you can ask them to be present now. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So I love you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And thank you for calling, sweetheart.
I love you too, Pam. Thanks.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right. So now we have Francie Daler would like a message. She says, Pam, you are wonderful. Well, Francie, you are wonderful too. I love you to pieces. I would like to request a light language healing transmission for myself so I can continue growing and learning and helping others, especially my children, for the best and highest good. Absolutely, sweetheart. I can definitely do that for you. All right. So I'm now going to disconnect from Karen, even though I could stay with you forever because I love your energy, Karen. But I'm actually going to disconnect from you now, so that I can be here present with Francie. Francie, I now ask that you connect fully and completely to your guides, even though you may not know who they are. And I invite you to just invite them in to this moment. And I ask that they come through me to Francie in whatever form she can receive it. And I ask my guides to also assist with this transmission, and we ask for the healing, for the wisdom that Francie holds for her children as well as the planet, come through for her highest and best. We ask that the perfect information that is ready to be received from Francie be received now through this transmission. And I ask Francie that you simply connect to your breathing now. For any of you listening, go ahead and just connect to your breathing, because that will assist the light language to come in fully into your body where you live. Francie, nataye kun taye takita, nate utana ki sundeku. So Francie, I keep seeing a heart. And what I'm hearing is to trust it. Trust your heart. Trust your feelings. Trust that you're okay. Trust that other people will connect with you in the perfect way all the time. Trust that you know what you're doing. Trust that you are absolutely loved in every moment, in every day. Tataye kaseke chichia satikita bayetu. Nataye sataye ke samaye kunaya. This beautiful flower girl kind of energy is here now. Ke lutana kisa inaye ke chara. Ke sana maya heyaya. And she's bringing you something for you to just receive. Aneta shene asa itunake. Isatenaki anaya kabaiki. Naki atakina nayesehita. Donde asane ikea. Oh, she's acknowledging how perfect it is that you are living where you're living and living the lifestyle that you're living, because then you can connect outside all the time, walk by the waters, connect to nature. That is where you get to connect to this thing called the language of light, this energy of the universe that is so prevalent everywhere. Just receive it. Receive that eagle that comes in and says, hello. Receive that seagull that caws at you. Receive the waters that are everywhere around you that are saying hello. They are saying hello to you. We love you. We want you to be happy and free in this body. You have a strong body, and we will absolutely support you in every way. We just ask that you trust us to support you. Tareki apa ite ete et at it ut an ititi. So the waters are also letting you note that you don't have to be afraid of them. They will support you in whatever capacity you can receive them. Definitely allow yourself to drink a lot of water, because that is your way of infusing your body system with the energies of water that will help and nourish your vital organs, your blood, your muscle tissue, your very breath. Allow, allow, allow. Your children absolutely trust and support you in every way. They invite in the wisdom that you have. They want you to continue to be with them and love them and nurture them. Allow. Thank you, Francie. Thank you. We are about to take another break. So again, the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. If you want to put anything in the chat, we will get to that if we can. We are just about to go to break, and when we come back, I'm going to be giving a special blessing for the world, but especially for India. So you can be a part of that, just so you know. Go ahead and get a drink of water for yourself. Water's going to help you process all of this transmission that's been happening today. Thank you, and I'll see you after break.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into The Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Welcome back. So we are doing the introduction to the language of light today. I have been doing some transmissions for some folks that have called in and asked for blessings and healings. And right now, what I want to do is a special blessing and healing for India. For those of you who may or may not know, India is really suffering right now with this COVID-19 virus. And so we want to really affect the way that the light language and the healing goes out to them. So the way that we do that, I'm going to do my own transmission, but I go ahead and use your own hands because you've got energy that comes out of your hands. So go ahead and put your hands out and just allow that love and light from your own soul to go out and reach the exact people that are ready to receive your blessing. Toteasa te tunda heku andaye. India, sandaye taraki natena kasinda eneki ana. Deku nama le tandai sana maki. Kone sande na hitunt aye tu a te sanda ikana. Konde sala chenda isama enane kinasa. Kole tena ika shanda hisana mekina I. We bring all of the guides, teachers, and angels that work with the hospitals in India and all those that are affected by this virus now to be receiving this healing. Tone kari hishi tuma iti uundi asaki imbo bo chine maki na nakisa eluku numahi na makisa manikia no senala chenaika hisa ne kumba kana yesa na yeke I. So we bring the sacred spiral into this space too. And we ask this sacred spiral to go to India and really infiltrate the entire population of India. All those that are affected will receive this spiral and receive this transmission. Ale tine maisa, konde rai kina makai, konde lachana isa, tandiyasa. We are now sending you blessings of love and light, India. And we thank you for who you are in the world. And we ask that all those that are affected, all loved ones that are not living in India also receive this blessing. Tanaki sanamaki ata isanakisa ina. So I want to tell you why I do this. Why I do this is for this very reason, because I am a spiritual being having a human experience. And it's vital that I allow this kind of transmission be given to you every moment of my life. This is a contract that I agreed to as a soul before I incarnated on this planet. And I have said yes to that. So it is my sacred duty and honor and privilege to be able to bring this to you for your well-being, for your empowerment, for your transformation as a spiritual being having a human experience yourself. I invite you today to start having a conversation with your soul. Your soul chose this lifetime to be in a body. So what is your soul ready to do? What is your soul ready to gift the world with who you are? Are you ready to say yes? Know that I am here and available to you to assist you in this transmission, as well as assist you in your life on a daily basis. I have many services to offer you as well as what you've received today. I have coaching available to you. I have light language available to you. I have sacred programs available to you. You can reach me at www.brightbutterflyenterprises.com, or you can email me at theempowermeshow@gmail.com. I have a Pinterest board with the language of light on it, so you can see lots of pictures of sacred geometry and the color and light spectrums that light language often speaks into. Next week, we are going to be doing our second week of the monthly series, which is called Choosing Your Empowered Life. We are going to have a special guest on our show who is an artist and an author, and she does wonderful, wonderful jewelry, and she will be helping us to talk about what is happening in the world as far as this pandemic goes, and how can we go into our lives in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, the next 24 hours with reemerging to a life that we love and are empowered by. The first Monday of the month again will be the Language of Light, where I again will gift you with this sort of transmission for you. So again, thank you so much for your willingness to participate in this particular episode. And please contact me with any questions, any requests for healing, any requests for a plan or an answer to a question that you have. I love you all, and I'm going to sign off now. I am Pam Bright with the Empower Me Show. Many blessings.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in every Monday at 3 p.m. to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.